Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
Welcome to episode 158 of the Auto Detailing Podcast. I'm Jimbo, your host, and today on the show we have Matthew Gibb from Down Under. And how was that accent, Matt? Not bad, huh? I've been working on that.
A little off.
It's cool.
It's cool.
Not bad for not really practicing. And today we're going to be talking about how to handle hard paints and then how to handle soft paints. And this kind of stems from something that I've been dealing with lately, and I reached out to Matt on how to kind of go about this because I've been dealing on one hand with really hard paints that I've been, you know, doing a test spot of 5 different products and kind of been frustrated by it. But then on the other side of the coin, I've been dealing with really soft paints where I can correct it perfectly with, a certain system. And then I go to wipe it off and I mar the paint a little bit. So I thought I'd make for a good, interesting conversation today with Matt. So, Matt, welcome back to the show. Give us a little brief background on you, where you're at, what you're doing, what your company name is, and then we'll get into today's topic.
Thanks, Jim. Company's Detailology. Very passionate car detailer. I love this industry, love what I do. Basically started off in 1992 when I got my first car. Just loved it from there. Met an old car detailer that got me into it. And, it's found my calling, I think. Mm. I definitely love doing this stuff. It's hard sometimes. It's a hard game at times, but I'll stick with it. I love it, and love the people. Some of the people in it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I just had a quick tip. It's either already gone live by the time this recording goes out, or it's going to be coming live, and it's just titled "Business is Hard." And you know, that's one thing that is really hard about owning your own business is you go, like we were talking about before we started recording, that you know, you go through the ups and downs, and it's just hard.
It's very hard.
And then as a detailer, the work is hard in and of itself, you know, but it's just physically hard and then mentally hard too. It is just very hard.
And you got people, the main thing I have is that you get people here that generally do take care of their cars better than what I saw in certain parts of America. Most parts of America that are very good in terms of how they keep their cars clean and maintain them. But they've got such different level of expectations. You'll have some people, especially a lot of women, that get their car interiors done, or and exteriors sometimes, and you blow them away doing the most basic service or basic anything, and you get some people, and they're never happy with anything. Or they expect miracles for $100 or something. Like, I had a guy ring me up with a Corvette who wanted his convertible Corvette done for under $100. I'm like, I know it hasn't got a roof, but I can't even do that. At that price, I wouldn't, it's not possible, really. At this point in time, it's not.
Yeah, I totally hear you on that. It's crazy.
You got to deal with that. You got to know a lot about the, you know, industry. You can't just be, well, I know all about foam pads and walls, and I just get a machine and go.
Right.
There's so much more to it.
Yeah, so let's kind of get into that. Let's talk about that. You know, foam pads, microfiber pads. Me and you specifically have talked a lot about different types of pads in the past, and people can go back and if they want to hear those episodes, they can go to autodetailingpodcast.com and just search Matt or Matt Gibb in the search bar, and all those shows will come up. But let's talk about kind of an issue that I've been dealing with lately, and that's, let's start with super hard paints. So, you know, I kind of have my go-to system, which is usually involves a microfiber pad. And a DA, which I'm starting to think is my issue. I think I may need to, and I've been looking at some rotary based products, and I'm thinking maybe that's my issue. And I actually found a product that you can use in direct sunlight too, which I like as a mobile detailer. But I am a little worried about swirl marks and stuff like that. But what is, you know, what's the best way to, you're doing your, say I'm doing a test spot on a car, and obviously you don't really know if the paint is hard or soft unless you've had experience with that car or that particular car in the past, or that brand or whatever. But say you've never dealt with the car before, and you go to your go-to system, and it just makes like nothing. Because that's what's happened to me. Yeah. Like, I literally do a test spot, and it either makes it just really shiny, and so all the spider webbing is really shiny now, or it doesn't cut very much. You know, what do you kind of do in that situation, or what should be the next kind of course of action?
Well, I basically have a variety of ways I can deal with it. Am I the best with hard paint or correcting the fastest? No, but I do pretty darn well. But really, it's not about, this isn't working, I'll try a different polish, a different product. I actually very much focus on using different pads first. Now, microfiber on with a DA, which is if it's just random orbital on hard paint, can sometimes struggle. Forced rotation is a far better option for harder paint if you want to use microfiber. You will create a bit of heat with that. But to me, a bit of heat's not a problem where it's warm or it's fairly warm. But if it's steaming, that's not good. But I really go back to, if microfiber doesn't work with my medium polish, not a compound, because I hardly ever use compounds anymore, I'll actually go to a rayon. Okay. Now, rayons are basically, I could be wrong about this, but what my supplier told me is I think they're made from like wood pulp, or so they're half synthetic, half man-made material. They're thin, like a Meguiar's like a Meguiar's microfiber pad that doesn't have the foam backing.
Okay.
There's no foam. So
it's super thin.
Super thin. You can't kill the Velcro on the things. They never break on you. There's hard types and there's the soft types. So you can get the ones that feel like a brick. Like when you bend them, they barely even bend. And you've got the other ones that are softer, but they still correct almost the same. And I find that works really well. But I really do believe that force rotation or rotary is the better option to correct paints. But it comes down to... I've actually found that through my testing that if you go with a stronger pad than normal, like a rayon or a denim or a felt or something, and you use a softer polish, you actually get more correction and a better result finish-wise than you would if you use a strong compound with a weaker pad. So you've got to look at every single pad. I mean, with what I'm using and what you're using, Jim, you should be able to go and use any pad type with any polish. So you can go, the whole idea of, you can't use a wool pad with a finishing or a jewelling polish, of course you can. And actually will make the wool pad work better than what a wool pad with a compound is, because it's less dry.
For correcting, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Especially on plastic bumpers. I think it's go back to, a lot of different pads. I mean, look at the pads first. Go, okay, this polish isn't working with this combo. Maybe I'll step it up the force with the same combination. That doesn't work. Maybe try rotary. Okay. And then, go get stronger pads.
That's a good tip. I like that because what I've been doing is I kind of dedicate a specific polish or compound with a specific pad. So here's maybe one of my issues is I don't deviate from that combo too much. So maybe what I need to start doing is messing with, like you said, I like that. Focus on what pad you're using versus what compound. Maybe the compound or the polish or whatever is good and is doing what you need it to do. Your pad is just wrong. I like that.
Well, I know that all the Ferraris and Lamborghinis I've done, some of the Lambos with very hard paint, from like an 07 Lambo to a 2012 when I last was working on some of those. Some of them, the Ferraris and Lambos, were like iron. Some of them were soft as. And you really did need rotary at a good, 800 to 1200 RPM, maybe a bit higher if you absolutely have to. And they loved the rotary, but they didn't like the rotational random. It wouldn't break much. But microfiber struggles a bit on some things. It isn't the be-all, end-all. It's a brilliant universal pad to have as I have as my default pad and go, I'm doing this service, you get a microfiber with this, and if it mars the paint, I'll go, okay, well, it's soft Japanese paint, it's marring the paint a bit, even with my softest one, softest polish, I'll go and use an orange foam or a blue European foam, or, you know.
Yeah, I've had the most success with the microfiber pads.
Yeah, very good.
I've definitely had the most success with those. I think another part of my issue is that I like to move too fast. I get really bored.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to actually stick with the whole you must do 2.2 section, you must go really slow with random or force, you know, like millimeters at a time, just going slow. That's really good if you want to do it most of the time. That's great, but I use a mixture most of the time. I don't do it just. I'll just do slow, or I'll just go fast. Some guys, especially with the roots, where I've seen, they're way too fast. But yeah, I really, what I've always done is I've gone, well, use a stronger pad. It sounds like barbaric to use a pad like a denim, a felt, or a rayon on a car just to do a single step or something. Just to correct it highly, but it actually works very well. The rayons are very interesting. They never lose their cut, from what I've seen so far. They seem to finish somewhere between microfiber and foam somewhere. They for a pad that aggressive, they actually can finish very nicely on with the best polishes. But yeah, force rotation is a far better option, and this is why I've always been after a forced and random machine. Yeah, we've got the Flex, but it's only got 8mm throw. It does a good job for what it is. But yeah, forced is the way to go. Rotary if you absolutely need to. But the idea that a rotary will always leave buff marks in the car, totally false. It comes down to, does the paint like it? What polish are you using? What speeds are you running? Are you slowing it down to back to 600 or 400 or 200 or whatever it is the machine goes to, and is your plate perfectly circular? Is it not warped? Make sure it's not warped, and make sure the pad is perfectly centered on that plate. Because if it's not, it spoils it.
So, okay,
you just slap a pad. Yeah.
So I think we've talked a lot about in the past about a rotary versus a DA. Is your go to is a rotary, right?
Oh. My go-to for everything except my Beyond Polish service, which is there are no limits. It's minimum of a certain price, and it goes to however far you want to go, and how many steps you want. I don't really go by steps anymore, but how far you want to really take it. Rotary is not my default go-to machine. I'm DA.
Okay.
But not the tools that the majority of the industry are using. So,
okay.
They're pretty, basically the most powerful tool in the industry you can get. But even with a Flex or a Roops or whatever, random orbital is really good on a lot of cars, but sometimes, no matter how big the throw is, you and the technique, even best technique, it can struggle on some of the hardest paints. I mean, the Lamborghini I did was a black one. I'm not sure exactly what model it was, but man, it was probably an 09 or a 10. It was like iron, seriously, like, and this is back before I've become even better with my knowledge and my, you know, techniques and stuff. My God, that paint was like iron. I mean, it wasn't like Mercedes, it was like Mercedes paint, but twice as hard as that.
Wow. So what would be your go for a, I know you said you don't go by steps anymore, but you just want to go around the car with a machine one time. You know, because we talked about it while we started recording. Some people are most people are budget conscious. So, you know, the full correction jobs, while I think that guys should know how to do that, it's obviously just more steps, right? But some people are just looking for that, gloss enhancing. Just make it a little bit better, or make it as best as you can in one step. Kind of, what's your go-to one-step process?
Okay, it is microfiber from Germany that my friend Sebastian makes. I and it is depending on how hard or soft the plane is, I'll either use a finishing microfiber disc to correct or use the stronger one. And it is a combo of random and forced sometimes. It depends on how hard or soft the paint is. If it's soft, it's just or medium, it's just random. And speeding up full speed and then slowing right down with microfiber. Now, that means that you don't get quite the kind of gloss you do with using a compound with something stronger than that. But you're going to get a very high percentage, very high, on a lot of cars. Are you after 100%? Of course not. No one should be doing 100% right. Single stick because then they're never going to buy any other service.
Right.
But it's primarily, DA. So basically, on the hardest paints, it's a combo of both random and forced with microfiber, rayon if I absolutely have to. And I'm actually using my mid-range polish.
Okay.
Not a compound, not a strong polish.
Okay.
I only step up to our strongest polish, which is still not a compound, to correct if I absolutely had to. And I would never, ever do, no matter how skilled I am with a rotary after 20-odd years, I would never do a rotary single step.
Okay.
Just won't. It's DA only. Because it just guarantees no issues. You finish out well.
Right.
Yeah, some guys go orange, generic orange chrome, like Lake Country, strong polish or a medium polish, and they do that, and they try and get more gloss but less cut. Some guys want a high cut, less gloss.
Right, okay. So, okay, that's interesting. Yeah, because so you're using mainly the microfiber finishing pad, though?
Mainly I'm using the cutting one.
Oh, the cutting one.
But what it is, it's a bit different most of the time, but if I get a Nissan 350Z or 370Z, I pretty much know it's going to be about soft to soft medium.
Okay.
The paint's a little bit funny where it tends to be a bit dry, so you've got to add a bit of wetting agent, which is not water, by the way, to actually make sure when you polish, it's always got a nice moist wet film on there, so you can wipe it off evenly. If you don't finish nice and moist, you'll actually then dry buff and it looks like crap. So I'll go, okay, well, it's a 370 or 350Z. It's black. It's got pretty bad marks in it. I'll do random only. If it doesn't work as good as what I want, I'll go random force.
Okay.
And random. And then, I mainly microfiber. But the microfiber I have is the cutting one. It's basically got his orange foam backing, which he says that it absorbs a lot of the heat away from the pad.
Are those pads available to buy online or no?
Yes.
Do you have that website for us?
Yeah, I'll definitely do that for you.
Okay, cool.
No problem. But the Macquarie system pads will work. I'm sure they're very, very good. I haven't. I was about to buy them when they first came out, and then it was like people started having issues, and some other people had their pads out, and I thought, I'll just play with a variety of them. But I've settled on the general ones at the moment. But
okay.
I mainly go microfiber because I can guarantee you a nice high range of correction, and because I'm not using a compound, I get a very, very good mid range foam sort of finish out of that.
Okay.
It's as good as if you, and I'm not doing like sections. I'm doing whole panels.
Yeah, that brings up another good point because I've always felt kind of weird about that. Is the industry standard is a 2x2 section, right? But I've almost found it better to do the whole panel. Like, I'll do a test spot on half the panel, but I actually do the whole panel. Like, the whole panel.
Like, for me, what it comes down to is that you're not limited to 2x2 sections anymore. You really aren't. You can do 1x1s if it's really bad, or 2x2s, but saying you must do 2x2s, you must do... you must compound every time, this is the way it is, and you can't deviate. That's all history. I mean, it's changing rapidly, at least for me anyway. I mean, and also with a single step, with a one-step, basically one-step job, you can't be doing 2x2s over the whole car. You've got a certain amount of time you have to sort of,
exactly.
So you do...
Sorry, I keep... I keep cutting you off, but that's why I wanted to talk about a one step specifically, because we're trying to talk about efficiency and profitability, and I feel like there's a lot of profitability in just doing one steps. But, you know, a lot of guys are taking 4 hours, 5 hours to do a one step, and I'm like,
yeah, 4 or 5 hours, I think that's fine. That's probably the limit, though. I'm much, much quicker than that. I've got a certain standard I've got to go to and a certain time frame I'm going to try to focus on. But I always, it's a balance of going, I'm going to spend this much time, it's going to take me this much time, I'll try and get faster and faster, but it's about the quality, too. I mean, don't go, exactly. I'll just do it in an hour. Do it in an hour so I can get that time to get the profit. If the quality is not there, it's pointless.
Okay. So to wrap up the one step, you're going to use a cutting pad with a medium polish.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the same. The thing I'm saying is this whole idea that you have to use cutting microfiber cutting pads with a compound, and you do that and you don't use finishing microfiber discs with a compound or whatever. You can do whatever you like.
Right.
Look, I like that Meguiar's has this system where you do this and this. And for the general people, that's fantastic. They know what they're doing.
Right.
Meguiar's do. But I don't like being sort of cornered into a system going, this is what you do and that's it. I don't follow the flock. I don't follow the trends or listen to all the hype or believe everything. I'm very much a bit wacky in terms of, like, I'll listen to everybody and I'll try a lot of things and what people are saying. But if it doesn't work for me, I keep moving, and I don't sort of go, well, this is what Meguiar's have said to do, and you just do that, and you never deviate. I mean, don't do that. I mean, yes, okay, look, they know what they're doing, they're smart. They spent the time to do it, and it works great for the majority of detailers and enthusiasts. It works great. It's awesome. But I'm not going to just settle for that and go, well, that's how it's done, and then let them tell me, any brand tell me that,
right.
And now we're doing it this way.
Right.
I look at everything. Don't be like cornered into a system. And you really don't need, unless the paint's really hard, you've got really bad oxidation or sanding marks, you really don't need a compound anymore. Really?
Just
you don't.
Okay. So could you use, like, the, just using Meguiar's for example, could you use the microfiber cutting disc with, like, M205?
Absolutely.
Okay, that would be a good example of what you're trying to talk about.
You can definitely do M205. You can do M205 with the finishing one, with foam, wool, whatever you want to do. You can do anything. Some of the old school polishes and a lot of the brands, a lot of the stuff is still old school to a point now. You never really could that much. Some people may have been able to, but it wasn't really possible because of the way the abrasives were. The abrasive technology now is far better. The formulas are getting better. Lower solvent levels and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, you can do anything. You really can. I mean, but again, going back to the hard paint, yeah, it's. I really have always been a firm believer. You've got random orbital, force rotation, rotary. Start with random, do a section. Doesn't work. Okay, we'll do forced, and then I might finish after that. And yeah, go away from just this wool microfiber foam. That's all we've got. We've got shore baths. We've got rayons. You got denim, felt. Chris Larson and one other guy is the king of felt. Finishes out with felt so well is pretty good. It works great with DA for me. I can't get it to work like he does with rotary for some reason. But yeah, look outside of just the conventional.
Right.
Well, you know.
I like that. I think if we get anything out of this section talking about hard paints, it's, and we've talked about that before, but it's just, and it's so hard to do because the marketing and what the people are telling us from all these different other companies, not just solely Meguiar's or anything like that, but everyone is talking about, hey, heavy cut, use the heavy cut pad with the heavy cut compound. And that's kind of been the traditional way to do things. But I think for people listening, if they want to take anything out of this, it's try different techniques, try different stuff. And that's what I picked out of it. I'm definitely going to be trying the microfiber pads with the lighter polish versus a compound and see how that works for me. Because what I've been trying... it doesn't work. It works, but it doesn't work as great.
Yeah, microfiber is very good. I'll tell you what I've found that it struggles with. It struggles with medium to heavy oxidation. It just struggles. I mean, the pad doesn't want to move well because the oxidation is causing the paint to come to really sort of sticky. So you've got a wet buff, basically. You've got to go to wool or some other pad or foam, really strong foam, and you've got to work it for a while. Microfiber just doesn't like oxidation, I've found. But that could be just me, I don't know. But
yeah,
it struggles with oxidation. And hard paint, if you prime the pad like normal, it works very well. A lot of even Mercedes paints with the UV cures or the powders or the ceramics, it works very well. But, rayon is the next way up. And if that doesn't work, well, you could even go denim and finish, like, do half as much time with denim and then quickly grab a foam or something and just finish off, make sure you finish it out well enough.
Okay.
But you definitely get outside of this, the square of, this whole compound. You really don't need, I've found that you really don't need, America has different cars, different paint. The paints in America seem to be the most difficult, your local cars. Their paints are very different, and they can go from, I remember a Mustang I did, which was an 09, and it was like, I think it was fairly easy to correct, and it wouldn't mark, but the longer you worked it, the more chance it would. It was it was strange. Like, it was hard to get every little baby mark out, it was hard. But, and also like I said before, keep your pads very clean, especially microfiber. You get the polishers will gum up on there eventually and build up, and you lose your cut, like Kevin Brown was talking about on the other podcast the other day, I think it was. Just look outside the square, look at everything, and rather than go, I've used this system for this, I'm struggling, I'll go get another polish, another compound. Rather than be constantly going, well, I'll go to this system, I'll just keep trying different polishes, go with the pads first. Always right. Go with the pads. Stick
okay.
With golf. If you like M1, M105, stick with those, get bloody good at them, work out how they really work and master them, then go through and say, right, I'll use all these pads, and most of the time you'll actually be able to do almost anything with those pads in that combo. You won't have to change brands of anything.
Right, okay, cool. I think we got that covered.
Yep.
And I'll have all this stuff linked up at outofdetailingpodcast.com. But, okay, let's move into soft paints. Now, this is kind of the other end of my spectrum, too, where I've been dealing with super soft paint where, I dial it in with my microfiber pad. It's perfect, right? And then, but if I wipe it more, any more than just to get a little bit of residue off, I mar it.
Yeah.
So, What do you do in this situation?
My first question would be, what GSM grade is the microfiber that you're using?
Not enough.
What are you talking, 250, 400? Are you talking higher?
Yeah, about 400.
I would suggest going to double, 600 to 800 or even higher. What I tend to use, I've got one of Sebastian's 1800 GSM Purple Monsters.
It's like a pillow.
Extremely very softest towel I've ever used. You go to a higher GSM count, it might be the higher you go. Normally, what happens is it has less absorbency, it struggles to pick up as much stuff because it's much softer, the fibers are different.
Okay,
but that's what I would say because, I used to use these 250 GSM, cheap ones from China or Korea for the general stuff. And you get it on a soft paint, you mar the crap out of it. So, yes, I would say go to a higher GSM towel for a start with. If you've done the microfiber, the polishing part's all fine. It's the wipe off.
Right.
And also, what are you going to do after that? Are you putting any protect sealant on or wax or coating?
Yeah, I was so here's what my original plan was and what I've done, and it's just the paint's just not perfect. I've done is corrected it, and then I wanted to coat it to lock it in. And I've done it, and the paint is really good. It's just I was looking for perfection and to lock in the perfection, and really what was happening was every time I was washing the stupid car, I was marring it. So I just ordered a. I also ordered a 720 GSM towel specifically just for washing this one vehicle. So, but I really want to. I really want to kind of recorrect it and then recode it and go from there.
Yeah, it's, we obviously being in Australia, we have a lot of Japanese and Korean imports, and the Japanese, some of their paints, like Lexus, fantastic stuff, beautiful to work with. The gloss is insane, and other ones they're sticky a little bit, which I've worked out how to use work with. But some of them, because they don't, I think because they don't use any isocyanate hardeners or whatever, they're just, some of them are just the bane of our existence at times.
Right.
Yeah. You get, like, you know, the Nissan 370Z, this black one that this guy tried to polish it by hand and just put these big, big white marks all through it.
Yep.
And it was not, it polished nicely, but it dried, it made the polish dry prematurely. So if you didn't use a wetting agent and finish out nice and wet, it would look like crap or it would be scratchy. They're just, yeah, and some of them, like Mitsubishi's, I think, some of theirs, they just have no gloss. They're too dry. They're like almost like working on van paint, like some of the van paints. Yeah. There's just no gloss. It's like industrial. It's really annoying. But, yeah, I would say, yeah, definitely go to your higher GSM towel. I mean, the ones I'm using, they're Korean, and there's some German towels he makes too, I think.
Okay.
But also, are you spraying it? Are you like putting at spraying a product onto there as you're wiping? Because that helps. I mean, not water or alcohol, but I mean, I use our rinseless wash, which has got an incredible amount of encapsulation and emulsification.
That's a good idea. No, I haven't been doing that, but that's a good idea. Just I use a lot of O&R, so I could have a little bit of O&R in a bottle and spray it on the surface as I wipe it off, so that it's laying down a little bit of protection too.
Yeah, or you know, if you're not going to coat it, you could always apply some wax or sealant on there, wipe the product out with that, which does work at times. Our wax is very well. The one I use is very, very runny, liquidy. It's not like your typical stuff that you know you wipe on. You got to wait 20 minutes for it to dry, and then it's all hard to wipe off. It's just super easy.
Yeah,
and it's got a lot of cleaning agent in it, so it pulls the polish out really, really well. So some of the really tricky soft paints, I'll actually do that.
Okay.
But if I'm going to coat without coating, I've got you can just go straight over the top of the wax or sealant. Doesn't care, or polish. Doesn't care.
Yes, and that's what we talked about before we started recording too. That's the problem that I've been having is prepping the surface for the coating, and it's like, man, I get it. It's so frustrating because I get it perfect, and then, yeah, I did end up buying some higher GSM towels that worked pretty good if I didn't rub it a lot. So I could get it to where I was ready to coat it, but then I'm doing, an IPA wipe down or whatever, and then...
Oh, no.
Then I would scratch it there, and it's just been like crap.
I was there 5-6 years ago, I can tell you. It drove me mad, some of that. But I wonder if it's with the microfiber material. I'm not quite sure, but I know that there's something, one of the materials in there actually, is it like nylon-based or it's something like that or whatever? The polyamide and the other, I think it's like some kind of nylon-based thing or something like that. And nylon's pretty rugged and pretty scratchy, so... I mean, I've looked at these other towels that Rennie Doyle was talking about a while ago, we had up on his site, which is, they were like Terry or something, and I'm thinking, well, normal Terry you wouldn't use, but that's too scratchy.
Right.
Apparently, they're like, you know, they scratch, mark less than microfiber, but what I've gone to for some of the trickier paints and to speed up my time, reduce my time, is actually going to one of those cheap 10-inch random orbital, you know, polishes that you could only really apply wax with because it's got no power at all. And I'll just get a microfiber bottle on there and I'll put a bit of our rinseless wash on there or just nothing. And I'll just put it on full speed and just zip. And in 4 seconds, all the residue is gone and there's nothing there and it hasn't been marred. So I think it's because we're wiping in straight lines too most of the time, you get these straight line marring and when you do circles, you get the other. So... Hand doesn't seem to be the doesn't seem to work to follow those. But yeah, soft paints, I've found that with regards to correcting soft paint, that microfiber will work fine on some of them, and other ones, it just mars them no matter what you use, so you have to go to a foam.
Yeah, what was really crazy about this soft paint I was working on was that I even stepped up to a rotary and a foam pad, and it made it worse.
It
made it way worse. And I actually went about 3 days, because obviously this is my own car that I'm working on, but I went about 3 days because I just, like, I tried the UHS system. I tried a rotary with a foam pad. Like, I was trying all this crap, and I couldn't get it. And it was finally, like, a microfiber. What did I use? Like, a microfiber, and I think M100 was...
You wouldn't think of using that, but paint's funny. You got to use what it likes.
Right.
You got to sometimes define what it likes. But I learned the hard way many years ago, back in like 2004, 2005, 2006 with Menzerna, because I was one of the Australia got it. We got Menzerna way back in like 2001.
Never had any luck with their product.
with soft paint. Well, if you use the PO87MF, which was the normal polish, not for ceramics, it's very dark, very oily, very nice product. But I started using the ceramic polishes, like what was that stuff? The 85RD and the other, the medium correcting one, not the power gloss or anything like that. This was back in 2004, the old range. And you don't want to use ceramic polishes for ceramic paints on soft paints, because the abrasives are just designed to go through those.
Okay.
And on softs, man, and you just mar the hell out of it. The abrasives are too sharply faced. They're different shape, and they just cut too deep, and they're always gouging. They're always marring it.
Right.
That's why I said, remember the first video I ever did talking about how some compounds and polishes gouge? It's very true. A lot of people don't believe me, but it's very true that they do. And they just will not finish out well no matter what you do. So, yeah, I went off Menzerna in 2009. I've never gone back, never will. And it's a nice system for a lot of things, but I never got the same gloss out of it like I did with that water-based stuff now. So, but yeah, don't go, choose carefully what polish you use. I mean, quite often I've had to go to the jeweling polish I use because it never dries up. It's very, very... rating.
Yeah, that's one thing I really like about 205 M205 is that it's really runny.
Yes, that's how all polishes and compounds really should be in this day and age. I mean, I got told by someone that some of the Americans will never totally understand it. They're so used to thick, that's all they know. But that's probably pretty broad, pretty generic, and that wouldn't be very true. M205 is probably, to me, it's probably the best product Meguiar's ever made. I never liked their original Mirror Glaze line, but the M205, I haven't played with it, but I've watched a lot of videos on it, I've looked at it and listened to Kevin Brown talk about it, and it's exactly the right kind of type of viscosity for a polish. I mean, it's runny, you got, you know, but when you got compounds and they're very, you know, much drier, they just, you know, they won't allow the pad to work as good as what a runnier one will, that can move all the paint residue around and all that sort of stuff. That's the biggest issue too, is scouring the paint with even a polish that's not work fine on soft paints, is keep that pad clean even more so that you don't start scouring it with that residue.
Right.
It's a big issue. I mean, until one day we have some machine where you can like dust extract all the stuff off the pad as you're going, so you don't have any like paint residue on the pad ever.
Right.
If that's even possible. We're going to have this chip.
What would your go-to be on soft paint then? If your go-to on hard paint, let's use the same example like we talked about on the hard paint. If your hard paint's, you know, a microfiber cutting with a medium grade polish, what would you do the same on a soft paint and see how it works?
What I've always done over the last few years is going microfiber is my default pad. I start there. I'm not really into this whole thing of using foam to correct. I mean, it does. They're getting better. They're getting a lot better. They can do a lot of things. The foam has always been a little bit of a. It corrects very well sometimes, other times. But it's just not quite as good as you can get. Obviously, you know, with the ones you got now, you can correct pretty good. Maybe even as good as microfiber. But my main thing is I'll go, okay, microfiber, default pad, do that with their medium polish. So it's in the middle. It's for soft and medium paints, but it's an all-purpose polish. Okay. I'll do that. And if that happens to mar the paint and I'm finished with it and I go, it's a bit marry, or worse, straight to a foam, a blue from Europe or a yellow, which is a high-cutting or a medium-cutting foam, and the same polish. That mars it. I change the polish back to dueling polish. I lose some correction, but I won't have any marring. It might lose 5-10% of correction, or I'll do a custom blend of two or three different polishes from our line that are all made from the same base, so you can mix them, and so you can use the one to correct, and the other one will help you to finish better, so it won't mar. But okay, if you got to use one polish, I'd say yeah, M205. Microfiber doesn't work. Tri-foam, that doesn't work. Go even softer, and if it means you have to end up with a single step doing. Getting less correction than you'd like, but at least you don't mar it. Well, that's the best option. Yeah, it's soft paints are really not well. They shouldn't be like that. They're easy to correct and they're easy to transform to really flatten them out, make them look like glass. But they just can be a real pain. All paint, you could actually make paints to be exactly how you'd like them to be. It should be medium.
Yes.
It should be right in the middle.
Yes, medium.
Medium. The all-purpose general. You know, doesn't it's harder to correct than soft, but it won't be a prick to work on, and it won't mar the crap out of it. It marred easily by soft, so it's right in the middle.
Yeah, medium, because you know what I've noticed with in the U.S. a lot of the Chevy paints are super hard, so you can get away with a lot washing the car as far as not marring it. But it's going to be harder to correct. And then some of the paints that are soft, you're going to mar the crap out of it washing it if you're not careful. But then to correct it is super easy. So it's like, why can't all paints just be the same and all be medium?
And you know, the trouble is, I don't know why they're medium, some are hard. Is it because of that? Some are high solids, some are medium solids. Is it because one car set out in the sun for 10 years every day?
Right.
You know? I don't know what it is, but the local cars here, they're going to stop production of them in a year or two. No more Fords, no more Holdens. Okay. Their paints from PPG are medium, and they're not as glossy as what a Lexus would be or anything like that, but they're just boom, 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 nothing mars, nothing. It's just microfiber or foam, whatever you want to do, it doesn't care.
Right.
You know, It won't transform like a soft paint where with the right techniques and machinery and all that, you can take the orange peel out like real fast,
right,
make it flat as a biscuit, look all glassy, whereas you can't get that with hard paint. You can't make hard paint look all oily and liquidy. And,
right.
Like, you can't sort of semi-melt it into a nice flat shape. Soft paint, you can do that. I mean, it sounds bad, but you can really flatten them out without taking hardly any paint off at all. You can really flatten them right out. Because, you know, a bit of heat, just a little bit, even just mild heat, and the bright pads in it, you can just flatten them right out, look like glass.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that soft paint is...
Sucks. It'll make you a better detailer, though.
Oh, yeah, you know, and I mean, I got to tell, if I was still using today what I was using from, like, 2009 back, I'd be probably having all sorts of issues. I mean, the stuff then was... Just the formulas just weren't right. The abrasives were too gougy. Just, you know, they cut too deep too fast. They weren't uniform. They were the old diminishing thing where, you know, you start off and you've corrected it. You're starting to correct and it loses its... It diminishes too fast and you've got no grunt left. That's why I like the non-diminishing. And non-diminishing with diminishing at the same time, like the Japanese and our stuff. It's complex.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Cool. But yeah, soft paints are a pain. I mean, sometimes they're great, and other times they just drive you mad. But
no kidding. Yeah. I almost lost sleep one night worrying about how I was going to correct the paint. Almost. I didn't quite lose much sleep, but I almost did.
And you sort of have to have a balance. I mean, you're doing single step. I do a lot of single step stuff. I don't do a lot of full corrections anymore because really there's a lot of cars, majority of cars just don't need to be perfect. And to have a perfect car, it's a nightmare to make it stay that way.
Right.
It's even with coatings and all that, it's so hard.
Yeah,
you've got to rinseless wash only because if you wash it anyway with the old way, even with the best techniques and 15 buckets and all that or whatever it is, you still mark the damn thing. You look at it.
I'm rinseless all the way, baby.
Yeah, well, it's a far better way to go. I mean, whether it's got wax and Conuber in it or it's not, it's right. The emulsification and encapsulation is so much better. You know, you make sure your towel's damp, your surface is damp, you know, with the product evenly. You block it or you wipe it.
Yep.
Come back with a towel, bang, it's done. It's much safer. You know, the old car wash soaps just don't have the same lubricity and protection like, you know, the emulsification and encapsulation. So.
Totally. All right, well, let's wrap it up. If people want to get a hold of you or if they're in your area, give us your area again. So if people want to get their car detailed by you, how can they get a hold of you and all that good stuff? Give us a little plug.
Well, like I said, I'm shops located in Burton, South Australia, and called Detailology. And you can contact me through various ways. You can do Skype, of course, Mr. Polish 73. You can do email, detailologycarcare@gmail.com, or 61 08 8280 9317 is the phone number if you're from international. If you're local, it's 2-8.
Cool. And all the rayon pads, the microfiber cutting pads, and the GSM towel, washing towel that I just picked up. I'm going to link all that stuff for people listening if they want to pick that up. I put a link in the show notes so they could just click the links and go to purchase that kind of stuff. Matt, really, really appreciate you coming on and sharing your info. I picked up a ton of tricks that I cannot wait to try out to see if it makes my life a bit easier. So, again, thanks again for coming on the show.
No problem. It's been great. I love doing these, and it's good being able to having this podcast, because what it does is you got Jason Rose, Kevin Brown, a lot of other people that aren't well known in the industry that you find out about them. They tell you stuff. It's all mostly technique and then product and machine and all. But you get all the people that really, you know, outside the square thinking and all the different techniques, the water polishing by Kevin Brown, all these sort of things. You get all these minds together and you come up with all sorts of things, ways to deal with paint. And paint could change, technology could change, you know, in 5-10 years it could be totally different. So you gotta stay on it. You settle where you are and like how you do things. You know, you might get left behind when the paint changes. So you never know.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Head on over to autodetailingpodcast.com to read our full show notes, blog posts, updates, and even sign up for our newsletter so you can be the first to hear about the latest and greatest all things Auto Detailing Podcast. And don't forget, if you leave us a rating and review on iTunes, it'll help us reach other auto detailers just like you, and you may even get a shout out at the top of a future episode. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next episode.